106.9 WCTR, the greatest hits of all time. It's Thursday, and it's time for Pet Patter with Dr. Rachel Crockett. Good morning, Dr. Crockett.
Good morning.
So we've had some crazy weather. I think we keep making jokes about how the weather is a little bit unpredictable, and you know how one day it's sunny and you think it's spring, and then the next day it's freezing and it's snowing or whatever. But one thing that spring does bring, and that is the potential for some pretty severe storms. And for some of our pets, that can cause a great amount of anxiety. So I thought we'd talk about how we can help our pets muster the storm, so to speak, and keep calm and feel safe.
Anxiety in general can it's on a spectrum. So it can be something as subtle as increased panting, kind of seeking you out a little bit more, being a little bit restless, to on the other end of the spectrum, downright debilitating. Because some of these dogs, I mean, or MIA at the first hint of a storm, and they found the room without windows. Sometimes it's the bathroom, and they're crouched, you know, behind the toilet just because they are so terrified. So there's a huge spectrum there, and we've got different ways to manage it. I mean, we always reach for, if it's a slight anxiety, there are things that we can do without kind of jumping to our medications, anything like some of the calming treats, Composure, Soliquin. Tryptophan is an example of one of those things that it just can promote calming, but it won't hit you over the head as a sedative. Thunder shirts, they're named thunder shirts because, you know, storms is one of those things that can cause anxiety in dogs, but the concept, they can be worn for just more than thunderstorms. The concept being that compression in a bodysuit like that can make them feel comforted and safe. So that can be helpful in some animals, and they respond to that very well. And sometimes just making sure that they have a safe place to go, a room without windows, and letting them be in there can make them feel safe as well. So that's, you know, when we talk about the first steps, if it's a slight anxiety, that's what we're talking about. But then, of course, if it's on the other end of the spectrum, then there are certain medications that can be really helpful for addressing anxiety. And when we're talking about storms, and we're talking about these events that the dog, you know, dogs find most of the time, but there are certain situations where they're very fearful. We call that situational anxiety. And there are different drugs for that kind of anxiety versus pets that suffer from separation anxiety, just are anxious all the time, which is more like a baseline anxiety. So for separational anxiety medications, we've got different applications, different formulations. So not only different drugs, but different formulations. Anything from tablets, which are the most common in drugs like trazodone. Trazodone is a common anxiety medication for situational things like vet visits and storms and just travel in general. We have gabapentin is great for cats, which is traditionally a drug that's used for neuropathic pain, but also has a sedative quality to it and to combat anxiety. And for cats, we found over the past, I guess, 10 years, it's worked really well to help out with cats with vet visits, but also with anything that would cause anxiety situationally, like a storm. We also have our traditional, some of the medications that humans will take. Alprazolam is one of them, which is our Xanax. Certainly that's used for dogs and cats as well for situational anxiety. So you've got some tablets. The thing about tablets is, first of all, you have to be able to give it, administer it. So if it's an animal that doesn't like to take pills, that can make it a little bit difficult. But you also have to, I think you have to give it a little sooner than some of the other formulations of anxiety medication because it has to be processed. It has to be metabolized by the body in order to get into the bloodstream. So, I mean, and that's not a terribly long time. I mean, an hour, 30 minutes, something like that. But aspromazine can take much as 3 hours to get on board in some dogs. And that's more of a tranquilizer than an anxiety medication, but it can take a long time to load up. But we've got a drug that is transmucosal. It's actually a gel. It's called Celio, and it's labeled specifically for storms. And at the first sign of the storm, you kind of put a little bit in the cheek pouch, and they're not necessarily meant to swallow it. It absorbs through the oral mucosa. By doing that, it gets to the bloodstream and gets to where it needs to be. So Celio is an excellent product specifically for that. It gets a little impractical cost-wise for larger dogs because you only get like one or two doses out of the syringe, but especially for your mid-sized and smaller-sized dogs, it's a really effective tool, and it works pretty well for storms or any kind of situational anxiety, noise phobia, those sorts of things.
One thing I've noticed with my own dogs is, like, if there is a storm coming, a lot of times, because they can sense the change in barometric pressure, they'll let you know ahead of time. So it makes sense that you could give them something the minute they start to act a little odd, and then it's going to kick in time for the storm to be there. But do cats do the same thing? Do cats sense the change in barometric pressure and maybe give you indications in the same way?
Yeah, I can say firsthand they do. My parents' cat, my cat, she'll sense it, and she'll associate it too. So it gets pretty bad sometimes, especially after we have had a string of storms or have had a storm. I mean, anytime there's rain, anytime it's overcast, you like that association of, oh God, here it's coming. That definitely can be perceived by cats. And there are things that we can give our kitty cats as well in the same manner as our dogs to help out with that.
If you have a question you'd like Dr. Crockett to answer on a future show, you can email it to her to askdrc@wctr.com. This has been Pet Patter.